Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our May the 4th be with you. The day after opening day of boating season and the opening day weekend and almost Cinco de Mayo and the biggest and the best May Day from Mutt's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And gosh.
All while drinking a glass of nice and tangy orange juice.
Oh, right. Yeah, because what is it? It's what day is it with oranges?
It's like a National Orange Juice Day or something like that.
National Orange Juice Day. There you go. Yep, so drink some orange juice. There we go. All righty. So it is still Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And one of those working the hardest to help the most amount of animals, that would be Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub is here, and good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Happy May the 4th. I'll have to talk about that.
All right. So are you a trucker?
No.
Oh, Star Wars.
No.
Not Star Trek.
It's Star Wars. Oh, that's right. It's not Trekkers. It's Star Wars. A Star Wars fan.
Yeah. So it's my husband's birthday, and all.
Well, I was going to say we have a birthday coming up, so we should do a little celebrating, don't you think?
Sure.
Because you only have a birthday once a year. So is Mark around so he could hear us? There we go.
Very nice.
So, happy birthday, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Martha. Very nice.
Yeah, so the kiddies all sing happy birthday. That's my favorite happy birthday song. So I hope Mark has a wonderful happy birthday and the sunshine is out for him. So he's got a pretty nice day for a birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And so all these years, his birthday turns into a holiday, the Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. So everyone have a good 4th. In their lives.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. I'm just, that just is not something that I was ever into. May the 4th be with you, because it's the Force be with you, and that's the Star Wars thing.
Right, so they took over this day.
Well, that makes sense. May the 4th be with you, may the 4th be with you. So, all right. Yeah. So are you guys doing anything special for Mark's birthday today?
Having a cake and things like that.
Cool. All righty. So, you are the founder and president and all of that of Help Animals India, which is, one of my just absolute favorite helping animals organizations, because you have figured out a way to help so many. So before we get off chatting about all going on, for anyone that might just be channel surfing and has just found us, tell us what Help Animals India is all about.
Help Animals India is a USA nonprofit, and we were founded to directly help, advise, and fund the animal shelters and animal groups in India, and we also branched out to Nepal because India, like some other countries, but I think the most in the world, has a lot of street animals, and, you know, they're just very behind the times in terms of how we think animals should be treated. And so, you know, we can help them get better, and we have been. So and there's so many different groups and people who are just like us. They want to help animals, but they don't have the means to do so. And the dollar is very strong, so, you know, we can send over money, and it can do sometimes 10 times what it does here. Not that we don't need help here, and it's very expensive to help here. But, you know, if we want
right,
to help.
Right, right.
It's a wonderful place that has very good animal welfare laws. It's not like some other countries where it's just too difficult to help, you know, people. In India, the concept of non-harming, or ahimsa — ahimsa means harm, A means not harming — ahimsa, which, you know, Gandhi taught, that's pretty much understood by the religions there. But non-harming is just the first step, and the second step is helping. So that's what we do. And our website is helpanimalsindia.org, and we post to social media every day. And we're just trying to get the word out as we can. And we've been successful because it's now decades that we've been doing
this. Yeah, and what I love about Help Animals India, it's not like Eileen is set up like a storefront, one place in India, Help Animals India, that people can go for help. It's not like that. Eileen has connected with all kinds of different, you know, people in groups helping animals over there. And there's so many more kinds of animals to help, because not just the dogs, and then there's the cats, but then there's the monkeys, and then there's the elephants and all of that. And a completely different lifestyle and a way of dealing with these animals. And so Eileen is able to take the money that we donate and spread it out between all of these different things. And so by donating to Help Animals India, and especially if you can do it once a month like I do, it just makes me feel so good whenever I see the receipt come through to know that I had a little bit of hand in helping all those animals all over India. So I really thank you for what you're doing, Eileen. And it is amazing. And I have a question I'm just thinking about, because, you know, last hour we were talking you know, Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And she was saying that, you know, despite all our efforts, you know, to spay and neuter and get the word out and all of that, that it's worse than ever. And it's starting earlier this year than ever before. And they're absolutely up to their eyeballs and overwhelmed. So then we compare that. We got India going on. And I know you used to shock me all the time, because you 33 million street dogs. So I'm wondering, we've been talking to you now here about Help Animals India for quite some time, and I'm wondering, do you think, with all the efforts going on, do you think it's making a dent in the number of street dogs and so forth? Do you think that situation is improving?
Yes, definitely. We just had a volunteer visiting one of the main places to help, the ancient city of Varanasi. And she said, definitely less street dogs on the street.
Wow.
And I will say about here, maybe, you know, we're having a rough year, but you can't compare it to decades ago where they were just euthanizing all the animals in the shelter. You know, you'd just go around a corner, you'd see stray kittens, and, you know, you'd see, you know, we had, you know, all sorts of animals on the cats and dogs on the street, you know. I grew up, we had stray dogs around, and you still have that down in, like, you know, New Mexico and places like that. So, as bad as it is.
Well, I guess you're right. We've improved some things, but it's heartening to know, and that's a little good news to kind of balance what we had to talk about last hour, in that there is a noticeable difference in India now. I mean, there is, noticeably.
Some of the places that, you know, the main places we help, I wouldn't say it's not, you know, rough all over. And, you know,
right.
The difference.
But at least, you know, there's a noticeable difference where the work is being done, that the street populations are at least lessening. And isn't it true? You do a lot of work sponsoring, you know, spay and neutering type things. And I think you've even had to, when they started paying more attention to cats over there, now they also can do some, you know, TNR and trap, neuter, you know, return situations. It's all making a difference. But I think back in the beginning, I remember Eileen would talk about that the veterinarians over there didn't even know how to spay cats and stuff. So you really were kind of starting from ground zero over there.
Yeah. With the cats, the TNR, that's not so much, because it's really hard to leave a trap out, you know, in such a busy place, and they don't even get the trap. So basically, we're funding so people can bring their streeties in. They call them streeties. So, you know, they're feeding the cats outside. They're friendly cats. They're not bad pets. But, you know, someone's taking notice of them. So they have to have a place to bring them in. And that's what's very satisfying. Recently, we did a video. One of the groups sent us a video they did. And just the people, these were dogs, and, you know, so happy to be able to bring their community dogs in, to find a place that will stay and neuter them. And then they can bring them back and keeping what's called a community dog. So, I mean, that's the reality of street animals. And we're fortunate here that, you know, groups like that, they're not just letting the animals out into the street that don't have homes. So we're fortunate we're not at that state, you know.
Yeah.
As hard as it is.
Well, it's interesting, too, and I've run into a situation that just popped into my mind. I'm currently doing some phone coaching an Indian family locally here that put out a plea to me for some help because they want to have dog, but they can't find anybody to help them do an outdoor dog. And so I've spent quite a bit of time with them on the phone to start with, Eileen. But so what it ended up going back is that, you know, they came from India. And so they have the only experience they have with dogs were the street dogs. And they love the street dogs and all of that. But that's, you know, that's the format they grew up with, that dogs don't live in the house and they're outside and run free and they're all of that. And so I'm having to teach them that kind of that's not how it works over here for dogs. Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So anyway, we're going through a process of, well, how, you know, kind of educating them as to what really works for dogs and what they need. And, you know, you got to remember those street dogs have a big pack to live with. You know, they're not just one dog in your backyard. But anyway, so they're learning and growing through this process. And of course, you know, then once we figure out if they are willing to, include the dog in the family and so forth, you know, then we'll work on finding him a dog. But it's been a real interesting process because, you know, their whole concept of having a dog is different because they grew up in India.
Well, way back when I visited Tibet, there was this beautiful golden retriever dog, stray dog, and nobody wanted it because nobody had big dogs as pets. they only had the little dogs, like the Lhasa Apsus, and the monks would carry them around in their robes. But those were the only dogs acceptable in the house, were the small dogs. So, you know, that's part of the culture. And, you know,
But, you know, I find that just really fascinating. And the work that I do going into people's homes and educating families, you know, about their dog friends, there are so many different cultures that we, you know, are integrating into our country and so forth, that I learn so much about other cultures. And it's so much fun to figure out ways to adjust things to make it work for the dogs, but also for the people and the culture that they value. It can all be worked out.
Yeah, but think about the people in India who are the activists that we fund, and they're up against a culture that's mostly, you know, not accepting animals into their houses. And so they, you know, have to show them, you know. I mean, I'm sure you've seen people who've never really been around a cat before. You know, they don't know that kitty can, you know, purr and come on your lap and be a wonderful companion. So, you know, it's the same way. It's just all education process. So we want to support the people who are like us, and you know, their heart goes out, and you know, they don't want to leave that dog on the street. And what are you going to do? You know, especially if the animal is injured. So, you know, we want to at least be able to fix him or her up and find a caretaker. So the animals on the community animals sometimes, very often, have people that feed them, which brings up another situation. Right now, it's very, very hot there, and so we have what's called the Water Bowl Project. And
All right. Well, why don't we time out just a minute? So it is you know, summer season time and really, really hot. And you're saying there's a water hole project. Ooh, sounds interesting to me. And I think we ought to hear about that. But we do need to take care of advertisers. So Nathan doesn't stomp around at us. So we'll do that. And you guys stay right where you are, because Eileen's going to tell us what the heck is the water hole project. Sounds cool to me. All right. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. More with helpanimalsindia.org. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune into Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway point in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He does the neuroenergetic balancing and can work with you or your animal friends, over the phone or Zoom remotely, and absolutely miraculous help for our animal friends. And his newsletter for the month came out this morning, a great cram-packed newsletter again this month. And of course, he and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with us next month for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. But you can check him out, healingministryforanimals.com, and be sure to join the private membership group because he got a free learning to do the Rasmussen reset, resetting your animal's nervous system. He's got that free class coming up on Zoom for group members. It only costs $10 for a lifetime to join his membership group. So healingministryforanimals.com. Check on the contact link and say you want to join the group so you can join the class. And of course, if you do anything for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, we are in the middle of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And right now we are talking to one of the bigger helpers, the biggest helpers of animals on the planet. That would be Eileen Weintraub and Help Animals India. So Eileen, before we left, you were saying it's hot, and we got a new project, the Waterhole Project. So tell us all about it.
Oh, it's a water bowl project. And
water bowl project, okay.
Bowl, B-O-W-L.
Bowl, water bowl, okay.
Yeah,
that makes
so, so basically it's just providing water for the street animals because, you know, before the monsoon comes, and it's, you know, hot in India. It's, you know, over 100 degrees in many places every day.
Is it a humid heat? I've not been to India, but is it a humid heat, Eileen?
Yeah, it's just humid. It's humid.
So like
also.
The worst kind.
Yeah. Ugh. So this is, you know, this goes on until the monsoon comes, and then you have flooding problems, which we cleaned up from the last flood. So basically, there's no current disasters, no earthquake floods currently, but they do come almost every year. So the Water Bowl Project is providing, if you can't provide food, at least water. And so you have to get these big water bowls because the cows like them. You know, the cows.
Oh, that's right, because there's street cows, too. Yeah.
Yeah. The street cows are there, and then the street dogs and street cats, and also for the birds. So, you know, there's not that many natural places for them to get water. So that's the least, you know, the volunteers can do, you know, and keep the water bowls clean and, you know, empty them and clean them out and fill them. So they're very busy doing that. And it's a beautiful thing to see and, you know, really a love offering to, you know, help others. And speaking of which, you know, there's very a sense of religion in India. And two of the animals are considered almost gods. And so I'd like to bring up Hanuman and Ganesha. Are you familiar with them, Martha?
Well, very familiar with Ganesh, which is the god that has an elephant head.
Right.
I've got Ganesh on a medal around, on a necklace, and I have little, you know, Ganeshas around the house. But so I'm familiar with Ganesh, Ganesha. But there was another one you mentioned that I don't think I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's called Hanuman, and he's the Monkey King, and he basically.
Oh wow! No, yet tell. I don't know about Hanuman, Monkey King, huh?
Yeah, Hanuman, Hanuman, and he basically saved the whole kingdom, and he's a magnificent leader of, he had a monkey army, actually. So that's how the monkeys get some respect. Not everybody likes them running around, and they also need, you know, help getting through the hot weather and being, you can imagine, you know, having monkeys run around your area.
It's just such a different world than what we live here. I mean, they just, you know, all the street dogs, and there are cats, but then you got monkeys all over the place, and you got cows hanging out in the roads. And then that's not to mention the elephants.
Yeah, so that's why, like most people, you know, they just can't deal with all this. You know, they're just going to, you know, worry about feeding their families. And, you know, if there's a suffering animal in the street, they don't know who to call. They don't know what to do. So, you know, the cycle goes on. So that's why, you know, we have, one of my friends, she was part of a large group in one of the bigger cities, and she went out and started her own an NGO in another city. And she just sent me photos. They have a clinic and everything. And this is not even something we funded. This is done by, you know, one of the companies there. So, you know, we are not the sole support. You know, we just, our funding encourages other groups to help. It's like, oh, they're getting money. You know, we want to help also. So, you know, it goes like that.
Yeah, that's great. It's
like people see something can be done, because otherwise they didn't know anything could be done. So, you know, they can see that a change can happen. And
that's slowly, wonderful.
Yeah. So,
wonderful.
Some good news.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does make that makes total sense that, you know, that you're spreading the wealth around and helping all kinds of groups and organizations. But then others see that happening, see that there is something that can be done, and then, you know, want to help, too. So fantastic. Yeah. Now, I know you also, you don't just help with, you know, the dogs and the cats and the spaying and neutering, but you also help with vaccinations and stuff, because, you know, they had a big problem with rabies, but I think you guys are making a pretty big dent now with rabies vaccines over there, aren't you?
Yeah, they have to have the vaccination project. And very proud of the fact that they have some rabies-free cities now. But, you know, it's a big education project also, because we go into the schools, we go into the villages, we go on the street, and we distribute literature that tell people how to, you know, interact with the street dogs, don't disturb a dog when they're eating, you know, things like that, what to do if you do get bit. Because people don't even know, you have to, you know, wash it out quickly and get the vaccines right away. And so, you know, education is part of what we're doing. So, you know, we have these leaflets, and you know, you go into the schools and you know, make a game out of it. One of the projects we're helping is just for education, and so we fund these you know, teachers to go out and. As an adjunct to the regular school program, teach about humane awareness. So, and then, you know, instill it in the very young people, you know, even in grade school, the children.
Wonderful.
And then, you know,
wonderful.
And you know how kids will like to help animals if they know how. So they do projects where they have drawing contests, you know, to show the animals and just, you know, promote the natural love of children for animals and promote it in a good way rather than, you know, drilling it out of them like, oh, you know, you don't want to get involved or, you know, that animal's scary or stay away or, you know, things like that. You know, get them involved in a very young age.
All right. But now they're also, you know, another animal over there would be the elephants.
Your favorite.
yeah. And you help support an elephant sanctuary over there. So tell us about the elephants. What's going on?
Well, actually, just posted today about that. And there's six elephants. And, you know, they're a handful to help the six elephants. You know, we had the Woodland Park Zoo. They could barely, you know, have three elephants. That's the whole Woodland Park Zoo. You know, so in the sanctuary, there's six lovely female elephants who were rescued from abusive situations, And now they have a wonderful sanctuary to, you know, wander around in and take, have baths. And, but, you know, it's expensive to help each elephant. And,
right,
you know,
but they're so, these sanctuaries are so important because elephants, you know, aren't just in the wild, you know, elephants in India, but elephants are, I don't know, are they considered a spiritual being or something? But because you often, you know, we've talked about that a lot of churches or, you know, religious places would have an elephant. That
the temples,
that have an elephant to do blessings because of Ganesha, the god, you know,
right.
I think.
Yeah, so that's where some of these elephants came from. But they're not good conditions because they're just kept up by themselves all day and kind of just kind of slaves, you know.
Right, so it's kind of like over there, that's not the problem that we've had here in this country with elephants in zoos. But the same negative side effects, because the elephants in zoos don't have enough, you know, room to do all the walking they would do. And, you know, it isn't a lot of times a sufficient habitat for them to have healthy, you know, emotional and physical lives and bodies. But so in India, it's the same kind of thing, but it's different because they'll just have one elephant at the temple.
They're just locked up all day. So,
yeah,
you know,
no, they don't get to walk the hundreds of miles and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't know who's responsible, but somebody, and I don't know how much you had to do with this, came up with a really good idea to start transitioning out of this, having, you know, real elephants at temples. And so I don't know if you know how many there are, but you know, you've told us about and posted about, you know, the fake elephants. No, I mean, like the elephants.
Robotic elephants.
But they're like life-size, right? They're like real life-size elephants. And I remember the photos that you put are phenomenal. But, you know, what a great idea to progress forward where they can have a robotic elephant that looks really, really cool and can do the blessings and stuff so they don't have to have a real elephant suffering for the benefit of humans.
Yeah, it's
kind
a win-win because also the temple authorities, they like that because they don't have to feed this robot and clean up after it. So they do like it. But basically, we only have about three right now because they're really expensive and, you know, it's a whole long process. So
yeah, but as this happens and more of these robotic elephants are created, the real elephants that they replace – have to have a place to go. You know, I mean, you can't just turn them loose. So, you know, the work at the sanctuaries for these elephants is really, really important.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, were any of the elephants that you have at this sanctuary, those six elephants, were any of them temple elephants?
Yes. And one was a logging elephant because, you know, they go into the high mountains and want to get logs, and there's no roads there. So they will use an elephant for that, or, you know,
elephants have to haul the logs out.
Yeah, all the poor donkeys and horses and those, you know, those animals need a lot of help also. Because, you know, sometimes you'll see a horse just abandoned on the street, you know, because there's people still use them for transportation of, like a donkey cart. They'll have a donkey, you know, delivering things.
Uh-huh.
And they'll still use that. But then the donkey gets old and nowhere to go. And so you just see it.
So they just leave them? Wow.
Yeah, I've seen them.
That's amazing.
I've seen them myself.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to have the sanctuaries step in. And, you know, we do have sanctuaries that take them. So, but, you know, the sanctuaries get very overcrowded, too. And I mean overcrowded. So.
Sounds like it. So, anything else that you want to inform us about or that we need to know about before we start wrapping up here?
I'm just trying to, you know, fund as many spay neuters as we can, and it's now up to about $25 to $35 each, you know, but, you know, for each one. And you know, that, you know, preventing so many, you know, unwanted births. It's so important.
Same overpopulation problems there as there are here. So, folks, if you'd like to help Eileen help all these animals in India, I find it extremely satisfying and love the fact that at least I'm contributing a little bit every month. And now you can just make a one-time donation or make it a monthly donation. That's really wonderful. But know that Eileen makes sure it gets to the right places to help the right animals. And you can check it out and sign up to donate at helpanimalsindia.org. And one of the best websites I've ever seen. It's just so well done, Eileen, and so informative and educational, and real easy to donate. And if I can figure out how to do it, anybody can. So real important that you go and check out Help Animals India and help if you can, because it's really,
you know,
really hot.
We do these email newsletters, and they're just once every other month. So, you know, love
right,
to
and
see
great,
anybody and add their email and know that you're coming from Martha. Really, really cheer me up knowing that there's some local support for this. Oh, great project.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You could cheer Eileen up and wish Mark a happy birthday. So go to helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter and say happy birthday to Mark and hi to Eileen. But I sure appreciate you, Eileen, and all that you do. And of course, Mark in the background too. But I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. And oh, geez, I just looked out my window. Nathan, I got a big dark cloud. That's all I got is big dark cloud. Have you got any? Can you see dark clouds? What's going on? My sun went away. The blue sky's got a big dark cloud.
That's interesting. Well, I don't see it looking north.
Uh-oh, Martha, nothing here.
Well, all right. So hopefully it's going to blow right over and there's nothing in it. But, I mean, it's big and dark. That's really weird. Okay. Anyway, Eileen, thank you so much for all the great work that you do and catching us up on all the animals in India. Please, everybody, go to helpanimalsindia.org. Make a donation if you can, but definitely sign up for the newsletter. You'll be amazed at what you learn. And you don't get overwhelmed. Eileen is very responsible in terms of how she contacts us. So helpanimalsindia.org. Happy birthday to Mark. And Eileen, you and Mark have a great Sunday. And we'll talk to you again the first Sunday of June.
Okay, Mark says the big sunny love train is rolling on through.
All righty. Happy birthday, Mark. God bless you guys. Thanks for all that you do. All righty. God bless.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Stay here. Okay.
All righty, Nathan, we need to take care of advertisers. So we'll go ahead and do that. We'll come back and chat a little bit and take care of current events and that sort of thing before we talk about animals all over the place. Animals24-7.org will be with us. That's Merritt and Beth Clifton. Of course, we got to check on the chickens, Henry and Arabella. That will start us in the 11 o'clock hour after we love train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Arthur Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, psychic person, you know, personal awareness coach. She does feng shui and astrology and all that good stuff. And she's here the third Sunday of every month to take your calls with me and answer questions and do personal readings, that sort of thing. So mark your calendars for that. And she also does a regular podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And you can find that on her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter IC. And that's the letters I and the letter C. IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC at YouTube, and that's where you'll find her podcasts, where you can look at the archives and that kind of stuff. And she does a live podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. She's also available for private readings and is very reasonably priced. Can do it over the phone, in person, Zoom, whatever. But you can contact Natasha or check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com. You can go to her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, listen to the podcasts and all the other, she's got all kinds of stuff posted there. And you can find her here on the third Sunday of the month. So if you can't reach her through her website, you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And remember me, and your animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and dogs especially, and get all problems under control really quickly. And give them a program going forward, and free phone follow-up privileges. Always talk to you for free on the phone. And you or anyone you know has got problems with your dogs, you can call me and I'll talk to you for free, let you know if I can help. And if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. I'll refer you on. So write down my number and pass it out to anybody you know. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. 8. And, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available for new clients at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in her home in Shoreline. It's a great, easy access, great parking, and what a phenomenal gift and healings that you can receive from her with the gongs and chimes and forks and the great chiropractic and acutonics. She can help you with emotional and behavioral as well as physical issues. And I'm amazed at the incredible work that she does. My body wouldn't be in the balance it is without her to keep me in good shape. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. If you can't relax or de-stress, great way to do it, 206-706-2836. All righty then. Golly, it, well, now that the dark clouds have started to move by, Nathan, and a little bit of blue sky again, I pulled up my weather radar, take a look while we were running ads, and sure enough, wouldn't you know, it's clear everywhere, but there's just a few little dots of that green stuff coming down from the north.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know, it's going right over me. Okay? Just teeny little green. Now, it's not enough to produce rain because it didn't produce any rain. It just totally darked up. You know how you get that dark cloud comes over you and it's all dark?
Uh-huh.
That's what's happened twice now, but no rain. So... but the good news is, you know, there's not going to be a lot of rain or more coming. It's just a few little scattered showers coming down from the north, and they happen to be cruising right over my area.
Got to be like Pigpen
I'm getting
from...
if I.
Or who's that one character with the rain cloud all over them from Peanuts? It was like Lias or
Pigpen, I think.
Yeah, they got it. Got to call you them because you got that rain cloud above you.
Yeah. And if I'm a little distracted, it's because, you know, I've been without Hummers for so long. They're off breeding that they're just finally back. And this is one of the first times I've been home around, you know, and I love seeing them. You know, I've got the feeder right outside my office window here. And of course, they're coming. So every time I see them, it's like, oh boy, they're back. They're so cute. I love my Hummers. All righty. I think, let's see, before we run out of time, we better cover current events. What have we got here? The new stuff is from the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park, South Everett. Boy, have they got great programs going on. Saturday, May 17th, I've told you about this before, there will be a lecture and talking about spring hikes in Snohomish County with Ken Wilcox. That's on September 17th, 1 p.m. But a new one I just got sounds really good. This is a celebration of sorts. They're calling it a sustainability soiree. And it's Walk on the Wild Side, Saturday, May 10th. It's a mix and mingle with all kinds of great refreshments and treats and get to know all kinds of, people interested in this sort of stuff. And the nature trail will be open late. The event, Walk on the Wild starts at 6:30 on Saturday, May 10th. And the walks will be open until dark. Anyway, it's going to be a great evening, and that is Walk on the Wild Side, Saturday, May 10th. You can go to streamkeeper.org for more details and RSVP at 425-316-8592. Let's do this. It's kind of bad news. I mean, good news, the 2025 Furball and Auction for Homeward Pet is on May 10th. ticket sales have ended. There might be some animal adventure camps still having openings at Seattle Humane. They have adventure camps going on June, July, and August this summer, but you'll have to call them to find out if they have any openings, if you've got kiddos that you would be interested. And then the other bad news, I mean, good news for Seattle Humane, but the first time I've seen Tuxes and Tales sell out this early, but the annual Tuxes and Tales on Saturday, May 17th sold out some time ago, actually. So they are sold out. So sorry about that. And then, of course, we know about Meow Cat Rescue's annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines. It will be at the UW campus in Bothell this year, as it was last year, on Saturday, June 21st. So that is, gets us pretty current on current events. Other than, Nathan, you are now a current event. At least you can be.
Uh-huh.
So when your alter ego is stomping around the beer gardens is when our listeners can actually meet you as Bigfoot. Can you tell us what games you're going to be at and when our listeners can meet you?
Well, the next one that's coming up is going to be next Sunday, actually, May 11th. But there is a little bit up in the airness with that because it being Mother's Day, some of our promos people thinking they're probably going to be taking the time off or we might not be able to staff it. So we'll just kind of have to see if I show up to that one or not right now. I have heard that it's kind of like a maybe at this point, but following that
so
game,
iffy.
Yeah. Let me,
what time is that game on Mother's Day?
They're always 1 o'clock games. So you got to show up to the pen before the game starts, because if you go there during the game, we'll all be gone, because once the national anthem happens, that's when we pack up and we head on out. So the next one after May 11th is going to be, looks like, June 1st.
One
month from today on a Sunday.
All right. And then you are located in the beer garden?
Yes, so the center field pen, if you go in the center field entrance or for the pen, you can get access to the pen from there. Or if you use the T-Mobile Park, T-Mobile entrance, that will lead you to the pen as well. And those open up a little bit
earlier, so obviously you have to go early. Mm-hmm. You have to go early because you're before the game, right?
Right.
So people have to come early, and then they go down on the field to the pen, mm-hmm, or the beer gardens. But anyway, that's where you'll find Nathan, and he's very cute. His face isn't that cute. I mean,
it's gotten a little
Bigfoot
bit cuter now that
all,
Bigfoot has gotten a makeover. We changed the mask up. The other one, he kind of needed some conditioner and face mask and stuff like that. But
all right, so. Looking better these days, and it's really cute though, because Nathan sent me some videos from the beer garden, and it's really fun when Bigfoot gets excited. You're very cute when you jump around,
jumping up and down and stomping in fashion.
Jumping up and down, yeah, that's very cute. I really like that. So anyway, what maybe next week the 11th. And then June, or you said?
Yeah, pretty much every Sunday Mariners home game, you can count on me to be there.
Sunday Mariners home games. Okay, that's better. Now we know.
Yep.
All righty then. And so then we have to remember, Nathan, to check with Stacy, because I told you and we talked about that Seattle has a new women's hockey league now, league team. Maybe be the Seattle Tsunami. Who knows what their name's going to be. But what we'll have to find out, is Stacy just a basketball fan, which is why she, goes to all of the Storm and supports them? Or is she a women's sports fan so that she'll also be going to the, and supporting the women's hockey team? So we'll have to find out if Stacy's a hockey gal, because she would be our sports person to follow that. Otherwise, we won't care so much, but we'll find out. Anyway, good luck to the Mariners. Are the Mariners playing today?
They will be. They're playing against the Rangers in Texas, so of course it's not a home game today. And the game is going to be starting at...
But the games are pretty good to watch these days because they're scoring lots.
Yeah, I mean, we can see if we can sweep the Rangers today. I believe this is the... if they win this game, they sweep them. But they have already won a series.
Well, we got to close up hour number two and fire up hour number three. And that means we're rolling out the love train one more time. And you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. And we do this to kind of get a little bit of exercise and our juices flowing for the rest of the day. But also take the opportunity to send love all over the country, all over the world. And boy, do we need it. And if you're not aware of the fact that we've got an autocratic takeover going on of our country right now, it's also a wake-up call from Aunt Martha. So I'm sending wake up. Do whatever you can to help stop this disaster that's going on. And send the love all over the country, all over the world, and come join the love train. So I always energize up the love train music. So with our yogi energization prayer, here I go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.